Yeah, and then, you know, tangi is good. Oh, let's talk about shaking hands. So while you're doing this greeting, you shake their hands. Now, the handshake is kind of a normal American handshake, and then I don't know how to explain it. I mean, it's something that's not completely foreign to us, and I'll show you when you get here. But you shake once, and then you kind of re-grip so that your hands, instead of having your fingers on the bottom, your fingers are on the top, and then you go back to having your fingers on the bottom again. And to really show respect, you touch your right elbow with your left hand. So you're shaking with your right hand. You do everything with your right hand because it's your clean hand. I live in Africa. to show respect, like if you wanted to greet like a cuckoo and to show them respect, you would touch your right elbow with your left hand. And David, you would definitely do that a lot. To like Maymays and Tates and everybody, David will do that too. You guys, Mom and Diane, you can do that too. But it's not as like, it wouldn't be showing at all disrespect if you didn't do it to a Maymay or a Tate. But it's really nice to do it to a cuckoo. I mean, obviously they know that you're from America. But, what else? Yeah, if you're taking something, like if somebody gives you something, it's good to accept it with both hands or, touch your right elbow with your left hand. And kind of the male gesture, also while you're shaking hands, to be really polite, is you bend your knees. Women bend their knees. So when I go up and I greet a cuckoo who's, you know, old school Oshindonga, she's, you know, doesn't know any English, I touch my right elbow with my left hand and I bend my knees to show her respect, or him respect. And men, they do not bend their knees. Don't bend your knees, David. Instead, you nod your head. I don't have a lot of practice doing that, but that's what they do to show respect. Men nod their heads and women bend their knees. And like children will crouch down. Like if there's adults sitting, children will kind of crouch on the floor. That's kind of to be lower than somebody and show them respect. When we're eating, which we'll definitely eat at least one meal with my family, and probably you guys won't like it, and that's okay. You know, I'll prep them. I'll let them know that probably you won't like it, but that you want to try it, you want to experience it. It's just very different from American food, and they know that. What you do, just, you know, so everybody can be excited and anticipate. It's really fun. Basically, there's a big pile of this Oshithima, which is mahangu. Mahangu is the millet. Mahangu porridge is Oshithima. So you use your right hand, and you take a little bit off of the edge. Don't stick your fingers in the mahangu porridge. Don't stick your fingers in the Oshithima because it's really hot and it sticks. And just your hand's on fire and it's a problem. It's happened before. It's happened again. It depends on how recently the Oshithima has been poured out. So you take from the edge like a little scoop and you roll it around with your tips of your fingers and your thumb. And then you dip it into the soup, is what's what it's called, sopa. Like it's like broth and some, for you guys, I'm sure, I hope that they will slaughter some animal for us, because if they didn't, my feelings would be hurt. probably they will kill a goat for us. And fresh goat meat, despite how much I've talked smack about dried goat meat, fresh goat meat is good. And it's, you know, if it's killed just now, it's totally healthy, sort of. I mean, you know, mostly. What are you, chicken? But regardless of which, the soup doesn't mess with anybody's stomach. So you'll take this little ball of Oshithima, and you'll dip it in the soup, and then plop it in your mouth with your right hand. So all that's done with your right hand. And then to eat meat, you take with your right hand a piece of meat and you put it in your left hand. And you eat from your left hand. So basically, like, the right hand is the hand that's touching the bowl that everybody shares with. But you hold your meat in your left hand and eat it out of your left hand because you're going back and forth to your mouth. I don't know. There's a bowl of water to wash with at the beginning of the meal that we all pass around, and you guys will get the bowl first to show you respect. And then after you finish, then you wash your hands. And Meme Loini, like, watches me like a hawk. Like, if I stop eating, she's like, give Laura Omea. Omea. Laura needs Omea. They'll be on that. It'll be so cool. They'll just love you guys so much. Oh, it'll be so neat. Let's see. What else? So that's eating. All right, let me think again. Oh, let me tell you about ontaku, too. So the traditional drink is ontaku. And I haven't had any ontaku at my homestead for, like, months, maybe 2 months, 3 months. Meme Loini now, she asked me, she's like, do you want ontaku? No. Okay, no. Or she'll be like, you don't want ontaku? That's her question to me. Because I don't really like it that much. I think we'll probably have some. And what it is it gives you energy, they say, which means that it has calories. Not necessarily nutrition, but, you know, it gives you energy. What can I say about it? It's made from millet and sorghum, and there's, like, little chunks of millet in it, and, like, I just stepped on an anthill termite mine in my house. Ew, gross. It's on the floor. That's not cool. There's grains floating in it and stuff like that, and you're like, oh, this is kind of weird. But if they put enough sugar in it, then it is good, because it's got a lot of sugar in it. And I might mention that we like to have a lot of sugar. And when you guys come, I'll make sure that... Oh, shoot, you want to know about bringing gifts for the family. I haven't even thought about that. I'll think about that and send you guys an email or something. We'll pick up, like, sugar and oil for the family before we go. Before we eat or something, we'll bring sugar. So there's a lot of sugar to put in the ontaku, because sugar and oil are the big, expensive, big ticket items. We'll have some ontaku too. Be prepared for that. It was very strange the first time we got it, all sitting in this hut and being like, "Oh my lord, what on earth is this?" Like, because my first host family in Okoloko didn't really put enough sugar in their ontaku, but that's cool. Still, it's drinkable, or at least not all drinkable. Maybe you can't drink all of it, but you can definitely have some. Even if you just arrived in the country, like I was, you can definitely eat some. And Oshithima, too. I mean, I didn't really like it, but I still ate some, even when I first arrived, and now I like it. So, Mom, your prediction was right, that you're going to come and visit me, and there's going to be some terrible, horrible local food that I'm going to be all used to eating and think it's good. Yeah, that's correct. Only I remember not thinking it's good, and I still have lots of Peace Corps friends who don't live with host families who think it's nasty, don't like it. So don't stress about it. And you don't need to stress about them being upset by you not eating things, because I don't eat a lot of things, and they know that. They're like, oh, Laura, do you eat this? And I say, no, and they say, okay, that's fine. And I'm going to make sure that I really have the verb to try down. So I can explain to Meme Loini, they don't eat it, but they want to try it. Okay. It's going to be so much fun.